Enemies of the People, December 2022. Chapter 1, Amassing Great Wealth. Quote, "Money is the god of our time, and Rothschild is his prophet," end quote, wrote the Jewish-born German poet Heinrich Heine, 1797 to 1856, and his comment reflected public opinion of his time. In 1870, the British magazine The Period published a cartoon depicting Lionel Rothschild as the modern Croesus, a new Rothschild king upon his throne of cash and bonds, lording it over lesser rulers such as the Emperor of China, the Sultan, Napoleon III, Pope William I and Queen Victoria. 10 years previously, one of the family, Alfred Rothschild, had remarked that James Rothschild's funeral in Paris was, quote, "more like that of an emperor than of a private individual," end quote, as perhaps was to be expected for a person who was, as Neil Ferguson notes in his invaluable account of the dynasty, with, quote, "without question, one of the richest men in history." Professor Jean Bouvier, who was a specialist in banking affairs at the Sorbonne in Paris, dates the Rothschilds' financial preeminence to 1818, with the brothers busily building up their transnational network in Britain, France, Prussia, Russia, Austria, Spain and Italy. He says records from the time show that Rothschild total capital spiralled from 3 million francs in 1815 to 118 million in 1828. He says, quote, "This progression indicates absolutely extraordinary rates of profit. It also reflects the firm's crushing superiority," end quote. Derek Wilson writes in his study of the dynasty, quote, "The House of Rothschild was immensely more powerful than any financial empire that had ever preceded it. It commanded vast wealth. It was international. It was independent. Royal governments were nervous of it because they could not control it. Popular movements were nervous of it because it was not answerable to the people. Constitutionalists resented it because its influence was exercised behind the scenes, secretly," end quote. The family's financial and commercial links stretched into Asia and the Americas, as researchers Jerry Doherty and Jim McGregor note, quote, "The Rothschilds understood how to use their wealth to anticipate and facilitate the next market opportunity, wherever it was," end quote. Even by the mid-19th century, it was becoming difficult to assess the real extent of the Rothschild riches and operations as they expanded from banking and state loans into insurance and industrialism. Accordingly, there are some who imagine that what Ferguson calls this, quote, "phenomenal, unprecedented and since unmatched economic ascent" has ground to a halt, and that their power should now be regarded as a purely historical phenomenon. But, in truth, what has changed is that the Rothschilds have deliberately adopted a lower profile and become almost anonymous, as Bouvier puts it, in representing global capital itself. From time to time, nevertheless, we catch a brief glimpse behind the curtains of confidentiality, which suggests that Ferguson's description of them as the, quote, "richest family in all history," end quote, remains valid. In 1988, for example, Dorothy Rothschild's UK estate was the largest estate ever probated in British history, while in 2015, Eric de Rothschild in France sold 2 Rembrandt paintings for $180 million. And the New York Times predicted in 2007 that a member of the young Rothschild generation, Nathaniel, quote, "may become the richest Rothschild of them all," end quote, thanks to, quote, "bold bets in this era's new money investment vehicles," end quote, and the family's traditional geopolitical foresight. The report enthuses, quote, "the man in line to be the 5th Baron Rothschild is close to becoming a billionaire through a web of private equity investments in Ukraine,"